Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to welcome each and every one of you to the program today, and we have got a topic for you. And we get together and we talk about the Word of God, and we share on a topic. And today I have my special guest, Lisa Radlin, and my daughter, Jenna Radlin. So, guys, welcome to the program.
Hi.
I mean, gals.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Thank you so much.
I always like to have our guests bring a topic, and then they bring their ideas, and we talk about it, and we look at all the different perspectives of that topic from the Word of God, and just share the biblical meaning of what it means. And today, Lisa, you brought the topic, right?
No, this is Jenna's topic.
Okay.
This is Jenna.
Gotcha. So, Jenna, what's your topic today?
It's called Living the Blessed Life, ways that you can have your life just be so blessed by just seeking after the Lord and just a lot of cool stuff and ways that God's bless you and just ways you can be a blessing, blessed to be a blessing.
That's so good. So, you know, we are going to talk a little bit today about how to live, you know, the blessed life. What does that mean? What does it look like? What is the blessed life? You know, what do you guys think? What does it mean to have a life that is a life of blessing? Just the Lord's blessing, just every aspect of what blessed means is flowing through your life. Because, you know, I have a tag on the front of my truck, and I used to have a tag on the front that said blessed. And I would drive around, and I would, you know, people would be like, oh, you're blessed. Yeah. So it actually got to me after a little while, and I felt like the Lord was saying, why don't you change that tag from blessed to bless? Mm-hmm. And so now I have a tag on the front of my truck that just says bless. And the reason that I do that is because I want to always be mindful of not just of the fact that I'm blessed, because I am. Amen. I have a lot of blessings that are flowing in and through my life, and I bless a lot of other people because of that. But the goal is not just to be blessed, but to bless others. And that's what, for me, when I think about living the blessed life, for me, that means that I'm living a life that blesses other people.
Amen.
So I love that. So Jenna, what was your ideas?
Yeah, so the main thing is, I feel like when you're tuned to what the Holy Spirit's doing, I've realized in my life when I've been kind of like in the flesh and just been like, oh, I want this, da, 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 da. But when I would just let God just move and operate through the Holy Spirit in my life, blessings would just overflow. And I have so many cool examples.
So
because
good.
It's not just like you just said, it's not just it's such a blessing to be a blessing. But it's so to get to be used in the things that God wants you to bless other people in. And by blessing others, you will also be blessed yourself. It's like you're not going into it hoping like, Lord, I hope I get blessed. You just want to bless other people. And it's just the love of God that radiates out of you that you can be a blessing to others. And you also get blessed in return. One way I can think of is I had gotten in a car accident, and I was just really upset about it, and I was just like, what am I going to do? And I was just like trying to handle it in my own strength, but finally I was like, God, I'm going to give it to you. I know you're going to provide. You've provided me this much. You know you're going to give me a better car.
Oh, before you finish this story, remember where we tried to do it on our own strength at first. We went all the way to Orlando to go look at these cars that were supposedly in great condition. One of them smelt like cat pee. We started to get in the car, and Dennis was like, oh my gosh, this is not the car for me. It smells like cat pee. The other one looked like it was, I don't know, it looked like a roach mobile or something. It was this. The picture and the description did not match the car when we got there. We're just like, I don't don't know what car they were showing us. Yeah. They said, oh, that one was here, but someone just bought it. Okay, well, whatever you're showing us isn't going to work. So she was getting so frustrated, like, so oh my gosh.
This is after she wrecked the car?
This is after she wrecked the car.
She hadn't wrecked the car yet. She was almost there.
Oh, she told us she was
right.
Already
yeah.
there.
Okay, so you got, oh, yeah, well, she it was a bus.
Wrecked.
Yeah.
I think she
oh,
said,
I didn't want to yeah. say that part of the story.
Oh, sorry.
She call me out
the wrecked
like that.
Part. She just said she needed another car. She didn't say why she needed another car.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
That's all right. Keep going.
Yeah.
But anyway, trying to do it in our own strength wasn't working. It was just like, she's like, you know what? Forget this. We're trusting the Lord. He's going to work it out.
When I tried to do it in my own strength, it just wasn't working out. I was getting frustrated and it was not fine. So finally, I was like, all right, God, I'm going to give it to you. And then literally within a couple days, I felt like the Lord told me to call one of our friends who had a car dealership. And then he basically... He was like, yeah, he's like, come to my house. And then he showed me a few options. And then I was like, okay, cool. I have this much money from the thing. And he was like, no, the Lord told me to bless you with this car. This nice. Is going to be your car. And so it was just like, wow. When I tried doing my own strength, it was just never going to work out. But when I just trusted the Lord and he was able to bless me, you know, and that person
so
was
good.
A blessing to me and the Lord blesses them as well. But it's
exceedingly
so cool.
abundantly above all we could ask or think or imagine.
Amen.
That's so amazing.
And God will
ahead.
God will provide all your needs according to his riches and glory. Sometimes we think we know what's best for us, but God's the one who's made all of our plans in our life of everything, and he knows what we need.
Sure.
And so.
Yeah, that's Philippians 4:19. I live by that scripture so many times because I have a lot of needs, and I have to believe God for those to be met, not just personal needs, but, you know, family needs. We've got us all seeing the Lord's provision in our life more than we could even imagine. Then I've got the church has all of its needs and things that I'm trying to believe for and see the Lord begin to move on. And all that takes a key ingredient, and that's faith.
Amen.
You know, it says God will supply all your needs. Well, do you believe that?
Amen.
He is supplying all of your needs. Because so many times when the bills are stacked up and things are, you know, racked up against us, you know, we find ourselves doubting, is God really going to supply? And it can be a struggle.
It's easy
people.
To look at the circumstances, to look at the bank account, to look at the empty refrigerator and go, wow, maybe I need to go get another job, or maybe I need to sell something.
I need
or
to
whatever.
Do something. I need
yes.
to
yeah.
go and make this happen. And there's so many times when we jump like that into our own strength, and then we end up tired
job?
And weary. Yeah. And I've done this in ministry, especially. I've run and run and run and run and run, and then God's like, "You need to slow down."
Yeah.
Put your trust in me.
You need to
me.
Slow down and just trust me because I will supply all of your needs.
Yeah, I feel like as we're doing things in our own strength, God's just like, all right, you're going to let me do it now? You're going to let me
right.
like do
he's
this
like,
for you? You're going to let me carry the burdens for you? It's like, right. he's like, I already sent my son Jesus to die on it for you. It's like, are you going to believe that it's enough? What Jesus died for is enough? Or
yeah,
are you going to
sure.
believe that it's not enough, you know, and I feel like it
and
comes
that you
to
need
that
to add
too,
to it.
And that you need to add to it, yeah.
I just started thinking about corn. It's corn. When you plant a seed of corn, it's just one kernel of corn. But then when the cobs grow, it grows a bunch of cobs, and on each cob is thousands of kernels and more seeds. And that's how it is. Like, you don't see it shoot out right away. So when you're giving money, or you're giving anything, really,
yeah, stuff,
and blessing people with
pianos.
Something, you might not see the instant result. Like, you might not see it. But then when the harvest comes, it comes plentiful. Like
sure.
Kevin, with all the stuff, sometimes it's too much. I'm just like, get this stuff out of the house. We don't
it's
want
in the house,
any more
it's on
of
the
this.
Porch, it's in the sheds,
yeah.
it's in the warehouse.
Abundance, you
it
know?
Was funny, we were in the pool and I was looking around and I was like, you know, none of this stuff we bought. I was like, this is all stuff people
yeah.
blessed us
everything
with.
Everything in our whole house
us.
Has been stuff that people blessed us with.
And it's good stuff.
There was a point where, you know, I would give away pianos, and somebody gave me a piano, and I gave that piano away, then another piano came, then two came, then I'd give those two away, and then three pianos would come. You know, pianos aren't easy things to move. So finally, I'm like, man, I need to sell this last piano because, you know, these seeds that I keep planting are actually turning into a harvest in my life. And You know, my back was saying, I don't want Piano Harvest anymore.
And it's cool because God's shown you, like, see, when you give, I will give you multiple.
Right. Like, it's like that.
Finally, you said, listen, just give me a dollar for this piano. I'm not giving you this piano. I want you to pay for it. Just pay me a dollar because I want to stop the flow of pianos right now.
Yeah, we're going to move to a different type of crop.
I like in Luke 6:38, it says, for if you give, you will get. Your gift will return to you in full and overflowing measure, pressed down, shaking together to make room for more and running over. Whatever measure you use to give, large or small, will be used to measure what is given back to you.
Wow. So I love the idea. Now, you know, the first thing when we share scriptures like that is like, we don't give to get.
Yeah.
But there is a promise that what you're planting, you will create a harvest.
Yeah, there actually is. And the Bible story of God blessing someone, it's Genesis 12, talking about our friend Abraham. It says, when you're obedient to do what God tells you, he will bless you in whatever he's called you to do. So when you step out in just obedience to what God's telling, he definitely fulfills. And we're going to read that right now. Genesis 12, in the opening verse of Genesis 12, the Lord tells Abraham, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I'll make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. Abraham went, and God blessed. But this isn't the whole story. For that, you need to read the rest of the sentence. Here's how it continues. It says, I will bless you. God says to Abraham, and you will be a blessing, and all people on earth will be blessed through you. God's promise to bless Abraham is accompanied by a further explanation. His blessing of Abraham is just the first step in a much bigger plan to extend that blessing to us.
Yeah.
Because all the earth's people.
So good.
It was saying, I will make you a great nation and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. So it's like we are blessed to be a blessing.
That's so good. Yeah, with Abraham, it's incredible because we are all blessed by him because we're all the seed of Abraham. Abraham was the father of faith. He was the one that God, he was the first Jew. He was God's chosen people. Yep. From that moment on, you know, that's where Israel was born, in Abraham. And then through Israel and through Abraham, Jesus came. And through Jesus, we all have been given an eternal life. We've inherited, you know, our life in Christ through the seed that Abraham planted in the very beginning. And because of him, we all have become blessed in Jesus.
Yeah. And think about it. Abraham was told he was going to be the father of many nations. And look how long it took before he even had a son. And he tried to do it in his own strength.
Right.
By getting his wife's concubine or whatever to have a child because he was trying to help God out, I guess. Like, hey, it's not
Ishmael.
Working through my wife, so let's
try
this.
Trying to go out of God's timing. He was like, oh, I'll just do it in my own strength, on my own timing.
Sure.
But then he realized that, hey, let me just wait on the Lord and let God do what he's going to do. And it's amazing.
And I feel
what
like
he does.
Another thing too is with God's timing, it's like sometimes we're trying to rush the timing of that blessing. We're like, come on, God, I did this, I did that. And that's another thing. It's like,
sure,
you can't. I feel like when God wants to do something in your life, you have to trust in him with all of it. It's like
right.
In your timing and everything. God, I'm just going to trust you that you're going to do it, you know?
We can be impatient.
We can.
You know, people that are listening out there, you're believing God for some things. You're trying to trust the Lord to get you through some situations. And sometimes it's like the last minute and God's showing up. And it's a test. It really is. So many times it's a test of faith. And, you know, we have to begin to, you know, we have to begin to put in place the things of the kingdom in our lives. Because if we're not doing things biblically, then we're not going to get biblical results. God says, I am going to bless you so that you can be a blessing. But if we don't give, it won't be given unto us. You know, the Bible says, give and it will be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. People are going to bring it back to you. They're going to pour it into your life. And you're going to sow and you're going to reap. But if you're not sowing, you're not going to reap. If you're, you know, the Bible says, work hard and you'll be blessed. If you're not working hard, then you may not be blessed in your life. So we have to begin to apply the principles of the Word of God into our lives to begin to experience that. You know, Abraham believed God, and then it says that it was counted unto him as righteousness, that he was made right with God because he believed the words that God said. Well, yeah. What is God saying over your life, guys that are and girls that are listening right now? What is God saying and speaking over your life? You've got to get in that Bible. You've got to dig in there and you've got to find out what the blessings are, what God is saying that he will do for you. And then you've got to apply those principles to your life. You got to trust God and then begin to watch him change your situation because he will use you to be a blessing in other people's
and
lives.
And you need to remember to watch the word you speak, because if you start saying, oh, I'm so broke, or I can't afford this, or I don't have this. Watching your mouth's huge. You're cursing your finances when you're speaking those words. Instead, you just thank the Lord that you bring increase into my life. Thank you that you do exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think. Thank you, Father, that you're my provider, Jehovah Jireh. You have to stand in faith and use your words. And if you're believing God for a husband, you don't want to try and make that happen. Last thing you want to do is get Mr. Wrong and be stuck with this person for the rest of your life. You need to speak and believe God for the man, godly man that God has for you. I have a friend that's believing God for a husband, and she just keeps standing in faith. She's like, where's my husband? Where's my husband? Like, listen, God's working on him. Just keep praying that God's going to bring the perfect man for you. If there is such thing as a perfect man, through Jesus, they're perfect and they're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But he's going to bring the perfect person for you that's going to go alongside you and be a partner in life that you can trust God and walk through this life with. But you need to start declaring the word of God and start thanking him for that and not trying to make it happen in your own strength.
Yeah, Proverbs 8, 33 and 34 says, listen to instruction and be wise, okay? You've got to be wise in our lives. Do not ignore it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at the post of my doorway, for whoever finds me finds life and obtains what? The favor of the Lord. You know, we are walking in as believers the favor of the Lord. You know, Jenna, I see the favor of the Lord all over your life, and it's because you've been faithful. It's because you've set your life apart and you've said, God, I want to be used by you.
Amen.
To be not just blessed in the world, but to be a blessing.
Yeah, and I feel like it all starts with your heart posture. It's like God already knows your heart in it. And so I'm just like, God, whatever you want to do through me for me to bless other people. And I'm not saying it's easy. Sometimes I want to just, and especially some people, like sometimes he's like, oh, give this to that person. I'm like, what? You want me to give what to who? And it's like, but I just have to be obedient in doing it. And it just, God always works it all out. And it was another example the other day I had. And it'll be instant. And it's just cool how God's timing works out too. Other day, I let my brother borrow some money. I said loan, but he wasn't going to give it back. So I gave him some money. And I was like, you know what? I know the Lord's going to give this back to me. So then I come to church. I gave him like $100. I come to church and all of a sudden I walk in and a guy comes up to me and he's like, hey, he's like, the Lord told me to give this to you 2 weeks ago. I totally forgot until right now. And then he hands me $100. So if he would have gave that to me 2 weeks ago, it would have been like, oh, cool, thanks, money. But it wouldn't have been as significant if he didn't. So it all worked out in God's perfect timing to where I blessed someone and I immediately got blessed back. And I just knew it was from that.
Yeah, that's true.
That is great.
Yeah, I see the same thing happening in all of our lives, even as a family. I mean, like you said, you know, we look around our house and everything that we have has been given to us and we're overflowing. You know, we got more of everything than anybody would even need
right
in our lives.
And we keep giving it away
and more of it
and
keeps coming.
And we trust in God, like when we do give away things, sometimes when we don't want to, that he'll always bring it back and even greater. You know, it's just willing your heart posture. Just say, you know what? I'm going to give it all to you. Go out. God,
right.
Whatever you want to do in this situation, circumstance, I'm just going to give it to you.
Also, I gave away a ring one time to a missionary. I just felt like I was going to sell it because I'd just gotten an upgrade on a ring. It was a ring that Kevin had given me. So I was like, you know what? I just really feel led to just give this to this missionary guy. So I gave it to the missionary guy. And Kevin also gave one of my rings away as well. He's just really blessing other people with a ring that I had. And then I was able to get an even better ring, and I got it for a really good price. I mean, I actually paid for it, but it was undervalued from what it was. And it was just such a blessing because I feel like, you know, because I was willing to step out and be obedient to the Lord, that He blessed me with a really pretty ring.
That's nice. You know, I always look at living the blessed life is this. I tell people this all the time about me personally, and that is this. I'm so blessed that I give other people's stuff away. You know, but when you create the flow that we've been able to create in our lives from just sowing and giving and believing God and trusting Him and just, you know, out of even, you know, there's times when I haven't wanted to give things away and God's like, no, that needs to be sown. You need to give that. And then when we're obedient to that, we begin to see the blessed life form around us. And it's a flow. I believe that, you know, I could stop giving right now and it would take years for the blessing and the harvest that I've already sown into in my life to stop. I believe it would eventually stop if I stopped sowing, which I don't plan to do, but, you know, it's a flow. You are creating harvest. You're creating flow of the provision of God and the blessing of God in your life when you give. The Bible says, give, and it will be given unto you.
Yeah.
I believe that with all of my heart, and that's what living the blessed life really looks like.
I remember a funny time back when Dairy Queen was open. We saw some of our friends coming through the drive-through, and you decided, I'm going to buy everybody in that van's ice cream. So you told the person in the window, like, hey, whatever they order, give me the bill. I'm paying for it. And then right after you paid for it, a homeless man came up to you and said, shake my hand. And you shook his hand, and there was a dollar in his hand. And You're like, wow, I'm so blessed. Homeless people pay. Give me dollars. It was amazing.
True. It was incredible. So just know this, guys. What are we trying to make a point of today? What are we really trying to tell you? That there is a life of blessing that God has for each and every one of you, but you've got to get into the Word. You've got to look at the promises, and then you've got to begin to give. You've got to begin to sow and reach into other people's lives with the blessing of God. And as you sow the blessing of God into others' lives, you're going to reap the blessing of God in your own life. Don't let your life just be about receiving, but let your life become a life of generosity and power through giving, through sowing, and seeing what God is able to do through you. Just one individual person, God can use you to change the world.
Yeah, God has so many things He has and wants to bless us with, and if we seek Him for those things and we're obedient to do what He tells us to do, there's so much blessing in your life that's ahead.
That is so good.
So obedience is a big key to obey the voice of the Lord, even if it's something that you really don't want to do. You have to get your heart right and just say, Lord, I'm trusting you. You told me to do this. I'm going to be obedient and I'm going to do it and just watch what happens.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So, hey guys, we hope that you're enjoying the program today. This is Turn the Light On, and we've been talking about living the blessed life. So we want you to know that you have a life of blessing that is in you, and it's through Jesus Christ in your life. We're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back to talk a little bit more about this here on Turn the Light On.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665.
Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin Radlin with my wife Lisa and my daughter Jenna, and we've just really enjoyed talking with you guys about living the blessed life. Isn't it amazing to live the blessed life? And how do we live the blessed life? Number one priority is this. You've got to get Jesus into your Amen. Life. Jesus is the blessing. He is what the blessed life is all about. If you try to live your life without him, I don't see how people do it. And every blessing in him flows through you at that point. You know, we talked a little bit about giving stuff, but really giving and getting and all of that means nothing if you don't have Jesus in your life. So I just want to hear from maybe you guys, last little comment or anything like that. What are you thinking?
Well, he gives you so much purpose. And when his love is flowing through you, it just makes you want to reach out to others. And it's just so important. So step out. And if you haven't received Jesus, it's so easy. All you have to do is just say, thank you for dying for me on the cross. And I just receive you. And thank you for filling my life with your love.
Yeah, I want to challenge everyone this week that's listening. Ask yourself, what can I do in my life, Lord, to be a better blessing for you? And how can I bless someone this week? By showing them the love of Jesus. You know, that can lead to so much more. And I just want to pray and encourage you guys. I had a little prayer prepared. And
go ahead, let's pray.
Yeah, so God, I pray that people here are obedient to step out in faith, Lord, to bless others and to know that, God, that you will provide all of their needs according to your riches and glory, and that you will bless us beyond measures, anything that we could hope, think, or imagine. And Lord, I thank you that when we just step out in faith to do what you've called us to do, that we are just so blessed, and that you just bless us beyond measures, anything that we could ask, think, or imagine. And we just thank you, Lord. Yeah. In Jesus' name, yeah. Amen.
That we're blessed to be a blessing.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Yes. So, God, we are just believing for complete, you know, victory over those who feel like their life isn't a blessing right now, that they are struggling, they're battling things. So, Lord, we release now your provision over their life. We release your blessing over them.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Speak your blessing to those who are listening to the program yes. today, and we just say, you know, be enriched by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ in your life, and be fulfilled in everything that you're called to do by God. We are believing for you to see incredible breakthrough in each and every one of your lives, physically, financially, in every possible way you need breakthrough. We release it over your life right here, right now, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you guys. Amen. Thanks for tuning into the program today. This is Turn the Light On. Have a good one.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.